Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning, we bring you another extraordinary show as we continue to battle COVID-19. It's filled with guests, explainers, complainers, opinions, and perhaps just a little bit of gossip. Stay in, tune in, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. You are listening to Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An ever-changing mix of local, national news, current affairs and lifestyle, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is the enduring voice of reason, Tess.
Enduring voice?
Enduring voice of reason.
Good morning, Macca.
Good morning. Paul is on panel. The Welsh toy boy with a hangover is at home doing social media. It is the 4th of July in the US. It's Independence Day. And in Australia, every day is Independent Media Day on Joy.
There you go, Macca. You've been practicing that, haven't you?
I have. Now, it's 10 degrees, heading to 14. No, I didn't. I just ad-libbed it. Sally Capp, Fiona Patton, Catherine Bennett. Catherine Bennett is from Deakin
University, Macca.
Yep.
Chair of Epidemiology.
Yep. John Blaxland is from the Australian National University.
Expert in Defence Studies.
That's going to be an interesting discussion.
Oh, I'm looking forward to
it
that
It is.
One.
And Rhea Dillon. And Rhea is...
And another interesting discussion, Macca.
Which, let's just frame it perhaps as a discussion around sexual harassment in legal workplaces. And I don't mean as opposed to illegal. I mean in workplaces where people work on the law, and that includes courts.
Call it out, Macca. We're talking about the Dyson case.
That's right, about Dirty Dyson and Hansie Hayden. So, Tess, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Macca.
You are?
It's been a week.
Oh, actually.
It's been a week.
What did we got a buzz on the door. We got a quick visitor, didn't we?
We had a personalised delivery.
That's right.
By one of the very few people who has access to the building, especially in these times, Melbourne's only Lord Mayor.
But socially distanced, we got Spanish donuts.
Straight, and they were warm.
And they were
straight
warm.
From Vic Market.
Sally had been up at Vic Market, pressing the flesh and probably...
I don't think they're Spanish donuts.
Spanish?
I think they're just donuts.
Are they? But
they're my
I think they're from that that caravan that parks on...
Can I just thank you guys for allowing me to have two?
He did, yes. Yes, Tess.
Everybody else had one and I got to have two.
Well, you know, it's all good.
Well, you've all been eating Krispy Kremes all
day. I know. That's right. Drop us in it. I have been down to DJ's, though, to get my beef Wellingtons.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's all you have now on Saturday night.
But, you know, last week I was, when I was in the city, on Tuesday, and I had a little meeting here at Joy with Ange because she's on holidays.
On leave and you're acting CEO, Macca.
I am, and so it was a bit of a handover, and I had a meeting with the person who's overseeing our governance review.
Lovely.
And after that, I walked back to my car and my favourite dumpling shop has reopened.
Oh, so you bought another bag of those frozen...
Those frozen things. So it's going to be a choice tonight whether I'll get them...
Have both.
after the show. Well, I'm not sure. Dumplings and beef Wellington.
It doesn't matter. Have the loss.
Anyway, so I'm going to have some dumplings. So for me, civilization has stabilised.
Well, I'm actually still in my citrus phase.
Are you?
I love citrus.
Does that mean you're sour like a lemon?
No. No, I'm as sweet as an orange, mate.
Luscious like a lime?
Sweet as an orange.
Luscious like a lime?
I've had
prickly as a persimmon
and an orange this morning, and I've sent Ian off to the market, to the farmer's market, to buy some organic homegrown oranges for me.
So just oranges? Ian won't be faced with a decision between all the other citruses?
Tangelo,
because you'd be going, I'm not really sure whether we should have this one.
No, I'm happy with just a plain orange, But also this time of the year, well, that's getting a little bit late, persimmons.
Now, they were once part of the Beverly Hills diet.
Were they?
You know, it was a 14-day diet where basically, I think for a couple of days you ate pineapples, so your gums and, you know, were completely raw, and another day you ate persimmons, and I've never been able to eat a persimmon since.
Why would you do such a diet?
Maybe you're in Hollywood.
Yeah, look, just one of those things. But persimmons, no, I'm not a fan of persimmons.
I love them. Absolutely love them.
So Desert Island, if there was one fruit that you could have, that was the only fruit you could have, what would it be?
Oh, Macca, it depends on the time of the year.
No, this island is climate neutral.
It depends on the time of the year.
It's climate neutral.
No.
No, I didn't ask you that. I asked you one fruit.
Oh, no, I can't. Because this time of the year I love oranges.
I think it'd be an avocado. Is that a fruit?
Yeah, it is actually.
I'd have avocado.
Not all year round. I only like some
stuff. Is a special island.
Yeah, I know. I'd get sick of it. That's the point.
Yeah, well,
the sad thing about going to Europe...
imagine if all you could have was persimmons.
...is that you end up having access to cherries.
Imagine if all you could have was persimmons.
Not good, not right.
No, imagine that. Just persimmons.
Only for a short period of time.
Yeah.
So, Macca, I'm sitting in a new spot today. I'm actually... literally wedged between you and Paul, I can see you I turn to the right.
Is that like
baby!
Is that like a rose between two thorns?
It is a little bit.
Or the prick in the middle.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.